Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Lord.
I need you.
Touch me now.
Oh, Father, bring
perfect, tried and pure. You are healer, you are the cure. Redeemer of the lost and cold, you're the sovereign Lord of all. You're creator of earth and stone, you're the maker of flesh and bone. You're Jehovah all-powerful, your freedom worth fighting for. Come what may, you're worthy of glory. Come what may, you're worthy of praise. All we are is glory's reflection. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. Your kindness unmatchable. There's grace for guilt, there's grace for wrong. You are light for the path unknown. And Lord, with us too, where will we go? You're the way, hey, our open.
offer of worship here. So you gave us these crowns. We'll lay them back down before you. So you gave us these songs. We'll give them right back to you. Every breath we breathe is yours. Every song we sing is yours. Every song we sing is yours. We give it all to you.
So we lift you high, Yahweh. Thank you. blessed and Adam. You are the cloud by day, fire by night. You gave us your name to be our guide. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh.
Hallelujah, praise the name of Jesus Christ. This is the day that the Lord has made. we will rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. Lord, we praise you. We glorify you, O God. We magnify your holy name. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning, O God. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit moving in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit who is present right here with us. We do not take these things for granted. Father, we adore you. We worship you. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We come to the throne of grace this morning. And Lord, we ask for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And so, Lord, we cry out to you for mercy. Mercy, O God. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Forgive us of things that we have done that are not pleasing to you, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. For mercy, O God. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our children and grandchildren, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our siblings. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to your throne of grace, O God. And we pray, cry out to you for mercy. Rain down your mercy upon us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our bodies, souls, and spirit in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus be better things than the blood of Abel, O God. Father God, the blood that gives us strength from day to day. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus, O God. Let the blood speak for us. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. Father God, there is healing in your blood. We pray for those that are sick. We pray for healing, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, deliverance in your blood, restoration in your blood, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let the blood speak for us, the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus, O God. We soak the airways, the cyberspace, the networks in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things, O God, than the blood of Abel. We thank you. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. O Father God, we thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, O God. Oh, release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. We cover our children in the blood of Jesus. We cover their environment, wherever they are, in the blood of Jesus. their homes in the blood of Jesus, their jobs in the blood of Jesus. Father God, even as their children go back and forth to work, oh God, the blood of Jesus, even as we go forth, oh God, the blood of Jesus, our spouses in the blood of Jesus, transportation means the blood of Jesus, oh God. We pray for complete protection in the blood of Jesus. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus, O God. O Father God, we put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our spouses, our children, our grandchildren, oh God. Oh God, we put the armor on our siblings, our nieces, our nephews, on ourselves. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for divine angelic assistance in the name of Jesus, that you send your holy angels to guide and protect us and be with us throughout this day, O God. Holy angels that are assigned to us 24/7 as individuals, holy angels that are assigned to this service, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you send your holy angels to be with us, O God, 24/7, guiding us and protecting us and doing your biddings in our lives, in the name of Jesus. This morning, we pray for fresh oil, fresh anointing, not the anointing from yesterday, O God, but we pray for fresh oil this morning, O God. In the name of Jesus, we release your fresh oil. We pray for greater grace, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. O Father God, we pray that you empower us to do all that you've called us to do, O God. In the name of Jesus, we decrease and let Christ increase in us. We pray for transformation of the mind. Let the mind of Christ be in us, O God. Let us walk by your Spirit and not by sight, O God. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, O God. In the name of Jesus, we cancel every work of darkness, seen and unseen, known and unknown, against our lives, against God's plans and purpose, our lives, against the lives of our children and grandchildren. We cancel through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. O Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, O Father, we cancel every work of darkness, O God, seen and unseen, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus, against our spouses, against our siblings, against our nieces and nephews, O God, in the name of Jesus, every work of darkness against our lives, against our destinies, against your plan and purpose for our lives, in the name of Jesus, and we superimpose, under the counsel of Almighty God shall prevail, under the counsel of Almighty God shall prevail in our lives. When God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So, Father God, we pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, that the Holy Spirit will heed to the voice of the Holy Ghost, that we hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, open our ears. Take the earthly wax from our ears, O God. Let us walk by your Spirit, O God. Open our ears to hear from you, O God, that we will know your voice and follow after your voice, and do not follow the voice of strangers, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. O Father God, we pray for refreshing this morning. Refresh us, O God. Let this day be a day of new beginnings in our lives, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, your word said, remember not the former days. Behold, I will do a new thing. Shall you not know it? It shall spring forth. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the springing forth of this new thing that you're doing in our lives. We thank you for the springing forth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. It shall spring forth, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for your anointed words, oh God. Thank you that all your promises are yes and amen in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you that only the counsel of Almighty God, your counsel shall prevail in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we bow down before you, oh God. Hallelujah. You said come up higher, oh God. We're climbing up, oh God, higher and higher, not in our strength. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness, oh God. So strengthen us to climb up higher. Strengthen us, oh God, because you said, come up higher. There are things I want to show you. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, strengthen us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to come up higher, oh God. Assist us, oh God. Let it assist us to come up higher, oh God. Lubricate our spiritual joints, oh God. Lubricate our spiritual joints, oh God. In the name of Jesus, to come up higher. And we thank you, Lord, for that invitation that you've given each and every one of us this morning. To come up higher. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your loving kindness. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You said in your word, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be still, O God. Lord, we thirst for you, O God. We thirst for that living water, O God, in the name of Jesus, springing forth again, O God, springing forth, O God, in the name of Jesus, that the living water that will thirst no more, O God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the encounter, a true encounter with you, O God, that our lives will never remain the same, O God, in the name of Jesus, that every day and every minute and every hour, O God, there will be a transformation, O God, in the name of Jesus, that we can walk in your fullness, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you. We bless you. We worship you. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we bless his holy name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I keep hearing the word spring forth. Spring forth. Hallelujah. The Lord is speaking and said, it shall what? Spring forth. Hallelujah. What does it mean when God says it shall spring forth? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles to Isaiah 43 in the name of Jesus. He said, behold, Isaiah 43:19, behold, I will do a new thing. I will do a new thing. I will do a new thing. when the word behold comes to me, see, I will do a new thing. And then he said, now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? Now, when God is speaking to us, my brothers and sisters, and say, I will do a new thing. Behold, and now means what God is getting ready to do. I'm speaking prophetically in someone's life that what God is getting ready to do, there's some things that you've been trying to do over and over. Hallelujah, you've been struggling to do this thing. It's been giving you a hard time, whatever it is, whatever struggle you have been going through. Hallelujah. And sometimes it looks like it's been years and sometimes days, whatever it is that you are going through. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, and now. Sometimes maybe there's something that you've been waiting for. There's something that you've even forgotten about. Hallelujah. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. Hallelujah. It's not, I will do a new thing. Hallelujah. Because the way he's going to do the stuff that you've been struggling with is going to be done supernaturally. Hallelujah. Get ready for some supernatural miracles in your life. Hallelujah. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Because God's going to do some supernatural things in your life. Hallelujah. It's like today, I'm giving you an example. It's like a person don't have nothing today, and all of a sudden they have it. And not only do they have it, it comes with an overflow. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I pray that someone receive that word. If you cannot receive it for your family members if you're not expecting. Because when we come into the presence of the Lord, we should be expecting. So what is he speaking to us? What is he saying to us? Hallelujah. What are we receiving? He said, behold, I will do a new thing. Hallelujah. Now, it shall spring forth. Hallelujah. You might be waiting, but now it shall spring forth. What you've been waiting and what's been on your mind, the Lord said, and now. It shall spring forth, and now. It shall spring forth, and now. It shall spring forth. Do you know springing? When you spring, boom, it's just there. Hallelujah. Let us praise God for the springing forth of this new thing in our lives. Springing forth of the new things in our children's lives. Springing forth of the new thing. Hallelujah. That they've been, we've been pondering and trying to find the answers, adding 1 + 1, but they can't get to 2. 2 + 2 can't get to 4. But all of a sudden, you've been pondering, and all of a sudden, it springs forth. You said, oh, no, I never knew it will happen. Hallelujah. One day, you broke. You are broke. I'm giving you an example. And the next day, you're a millionaire. Hallelujah. What happened? Hallelujah. Through the night, one day you cannot pay your bills. The next day, you can more than pay your bills. You have an overflow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This business idea you've been toiling with, who all of a sudden God gave you another creative way, it springs forth in your mind. You wonder why you couldn't sleep at night, but night, when you cannot sleep at night, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Hallelujah, because God is releasing some new things. Hallelujah. The things that you used to do that he's changing, he's turning things around in your favor. If you're here this morning, it's for you. If you're here this morning, it's for your children and grandchildren. Behold, I will do a new thing. Hallelujah. Oh, we behold and we seal this word in the atmosphere of the blood of Jesus, for it is coming forth. Hallelujah. It is coming forth. And well, he said now. He's saying right now at this moment, it shall bring forth. Hallelujah. Shall bring forth. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Oh, yes, you've been toiling. Hallelujah. You've been praying. You've been seeking God's face, and sometimes you've forgotten about it. Because, hallelujah, you've forgotten. That's why the verse before in 8 said, remember ye not the former things. Not to consider the things of old. You don't, because it seems like this thing is not even, you can't, you've been doing it this way. Hallelujah. I see the springing forth. Hallelujah. I see the springing forth. What others took a long time to do, it will not be for you. Hallelujah. It would just happen as suddenly, bring forth as suddenly, hallelujah, breaking forth as suddenly, hallelujah. What the Lord has done is already done in the spiritual realm, and it shall spring forth. There was a lady, hallelujah, many, many years ago, her father filed for her creation with this lady. And it seemed like it was taking so long. She started writing letters and back and forth. This was sometimes in the 90s. And one day, she took someone to the INS, the immigration office, to see about their papers, and she decided to ask the people a question why she took her friend. And she gave her the number, her phone number. The lady and then went right back and took the phone number back. This woman's green card had been sitting there for almost a year in an envelope. She had moved, and they were trying to get in touch with her because of change of address. She had forgotten it had been years. And when the woman went back, she came out with the envelope with this lady resident card. What is it? It sprang forth. She didn't go there for that purpose. But while she sat there, the Holy Spirit spoke to her heart. And she asked for this. This is something she had been fasting and praying. And it's hallelujah. And she received it. Hallelujah. And this is a true story. She was so excited because she had almost given up. Behold, I will do a new thing, and it shall what? Spring forth. Hallelujah. There was another lady. She was pining and crying over things she had almost given up. Didn't know financially. She was tired with the fight and all the things from her family. She was so tired. She had literally almost given up. She was hanging on the thread. She said, I'm tired. I don't know what else to do. And she began to say, look, I think I'm going to let this go. But suddenly when she said, I let it go, oh, yes, she couldn't pay a light bill the day before, but the next day she was a millionaire. My brothers and sisters, I do not know about you, but I am expecting of that springing forth in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you true stories. I'm going to tell you another story, and this is the truth. All these stories I'm telling you is true. I cannot call the names of these people, but it's true. Hallelujah. This person has been in prison. Hallelujah. And there has been a lot of problems, issues, and different things have happened while they're in prison trying to get out of prison. Hallelujah. It was time for them to get up. All kinds of stuff happened. This paper, that paper, this other had a thing, and that means that the person get out a warrant from this county, it was an entanglement. Hallelujah. And the paperwork was trying to get you, and it calls back and forth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy comes in the morning. One day, as this person was washing dishes in the prison kitchen, they called the name, said, "You're going home today. It's spring forth. It's spring forth. Get your things quickly and get out of here. You are leaving right now. Why? Behold, I will do a new thing. It shall what? Spring forth. Hallelujah. I do not know what you are expecting, but the Lord said to tell you prophetically this day, whatever it is for your children, for yourself, it shall spring forth. Hallelujah. It's turning your favor. Hallelujah. There's a suddenly of blessings. Not suddenly of bad things happening, but suddenly of blessing. Behold, I will do a new thing. Behold, now it shall spring forth. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. I'm expecting. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Behold, I will do a new thing now. It's just spring for God's way. It's not man's way. Hallelujah. Jesus answered in John 4. Hallelujah. Everyone who drinks this water of the well water will be thirsty, but whoever drinks the water I will give them will never thirst again. Indeed, I will give the water I will give them will become in them a spring of water. Springing forth, welling up to eternal life, welling up to receiving your promises, springing forth the word of God. Believe in the word. Father, we bless you and we thank you for your word. Now it shall spring forth. We receive the springing forth of suddenly blessings and suddenly breakthroughs in our lives in the name of Jesus. Suddenly creative ideas. We receive suddenly wealth, suddenly complete total healing. Suddenly, oh God, we receive in the name of Jesus. We receive. Hallelujah. 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 Some things you've been looking for is right in your neighborhood. The Lord said, go through your neighborhood. Go through your neighborhood. Go within a 20 miles radius, south and north. Hallelujah. There's something you're looking for. It's been waiting for you. It's your bring forth. Hallelujah. It's your bring forth. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you for your word this morning. We seal your word with the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the Holy Spirit. We thank the Lord that everything is working in our favor because we are your sons and daughters. We anoint this word, oh God. We seal this word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, with the blood of Jesus. Oh, we thank you for your word coming forth in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespass as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed day. And be expectant. This is not a tomorrow blessing. It's a now blessing. I pray that you recognize it. Hallelujah, it shall spring forth. God bless you.